This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with director Connie Sinn. She's here to share with us more about Peoria Players Theater's upcoming production of Into the Woods. Connie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, this show brings together some of the best known characters from fairy tales, including Cinderella and Jack and the Beanstalk. But it's not necessarily a musical that's written for children specifically.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it starts out once upon a time, as all fairy tales do, and it introduces you to the familiar fairy tale characters, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Jack and the Beanstalk, and there is an added two characters, the baker and his wife. And they're kind of the main characters in the show. They wish to have a child, but the witch has cursed them so that they are barren, and she says that the curse can be reversed if they go into the woods to get her four objects. So they start out on their journey into the woods, and while they're in the woods, the stories intertwine. They meet Cinderella and Rapunzel. All of these fairy tale characters come together, and they all have a wish. Mm. Cinderella wants to go to the ball. Jack wants Milky White to give more milk. Jack's mother wants to be rich, and they want a child.
And so, if you just saw the first act of the play, you might feel like, oh, I've seen the end of the story.
Happily ever after. And then comes Act Two. So Act Two is a little darker. Grimm's fairy tales are very grim. Mm-hmm. And this is no exception. It isn't really geared for young children. I think anyone over the age of probably 7 is probably okay. Because there is some darkness, and there's nothing too scary or ugly, but there are adult themes.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, one of the things that I've always really enjoyed about Into the Woods is Act Two, and it took me a while to appreciate it, and that's because it's a look at what happens after the happily ever after part of the fairy tale, where you suddenly realize that just because these characters have gone on a fantastic or even magical journey, it doesn't mean that their problems and their concerns go away. That there's sort of that second act of not only of the play, but
reality.
Your own life.
Reality kicks in.
Yeah.
And there are repercussions for the actions they took in Act One. In order to get their wishes, they had to lie and cheat and steal. And so in Act Two, they have to pay for the consequences of their actions. And that's kind of one of the themes that Sondheim is trying to get across, is that everything we do affects other people. And so we have to be careful what we do, careful what you say to your children, careful. You know, that's one of the songs, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see. Another lesson that Sondheim is trying to get across is that in Act Two, everyone finally learns, at least those that are still alive, learn that they need to work together as a community. And they need to pull their resources, their talents together in order to get rid of the giant, in order to get rid of the witch, in order to lift the curse. And that's kind of the theme that we would like to leave the audience with, that, we have to band together as a community and get rid of our bigotries, our prejudices, our hatreds, work together to get our wishes.
And speaking of community, you've brought together a really incredible ensemble cast
for this. Yes, we have veteran actors and newcomers, which I always like to see the newbies set their foot on stage for the first time. I like to they don't have any bad habits yet, so I can, guide them on their journey.
Well, and there are plus and minuses to big shows, and there are pluses and minuses to smaller, more intimate shows. But one of the advantages of a larger cast is you have more room to find a place for a new face, someone who hasn't been on stage before.
But we have some newcomers who've never done anything before, and they've developed their characters beautifully. So I'm very pleased with the show. They're ready for an audience.
Another thing that's really good about this show is that because there are so many stories going on, there are lots of great parts for performers of all levels.
Right.
The baker and the baker's wife are very prominent roles, but you have lots of princes running around in the woods. You've got Rapunzel, you've got Cinderella, you've got the witch. You've got lots of places where you can put someone if you have a talented performer at auditions.
Right, right. And I did get – I'm always amazed at the caliber of talent in this area. And this is a perfect vehicle for that talent.
Now, Connie, Sondheim is known in the musical theater world for having kind of developed his own style that's different than a lot of other musicals that you see out there. And it's known for being very challenging for the singers
very,
and the musicians.
Very difficult music. And fortunately, I have Susie Brown, who is an excellent musician. She has, you know, developed the, you know, the orchestra sounds great, the chorus sounds great. The, you know, we needed a musician of her caliber to be able to pull this together. So I can't say enough wonderful things about her. She's done a wonderful job with everyone.
Now the show has a song that talks about moments in the woods. And so my question for you is, do you have a favorite moment or scene from the show that you keep going back to, you just really enjoy?
Tony Roberts has, I think, my favorite moment when he sings at the end. It's just very touching. I even cried last night, so I didn't tell him that. But
now, I know that a lot of times when you do a show, even if it's one that you've read a dozen times or you've seen a dozen times and you think you know, the process of living with a script or a score over a long period of time, you inevitably find things that you didn't know were there.
Right.
So was there anything, as you went through the process of putting this production together, that you uncovered or rediscovered that you hadn't anticipated at the start?
I think maybe the lessons that Sondheim wanted us to learn. I hadn't really thought about that until I was actually going through the script, you know, months and months before I was putting it together. And I said, wow, you know, there's a lot to be said in this show.
We've been talking with Connie Sinn. She's directing Into the Woods at Peoria Players Theater. The show opens tonight with performances running through Sunday the 10th. Connie, thank you so much for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you.
Also tonight, the Waterhouse's Broadway Lounge presents its second installment of Broadway Jazz Nights, featuring Kevin Hart and friends. With this versatile band, you can expect to hear nostalgic standards, tasty contemporary jazz, thoughtful arrangements of pop tunes, and movie and TV themes. Doors open at 7 p.m., and the show begins at 8 p.m., For more information, visit BroadwayPeoria.com. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. For a longer version of this interview, you can subscribe to our weekly podcast at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.